You're listening to Maya Mana Whispers to the Heart, a series of reflections within, and I'm glad you're here. Fear is a feeling, but it should remain just that, a feeling. It should never become an invisible shield that blocks us from moving forward. In this way, fear creates real blockages in life, and many of us have wondered, why do we keep running into these blocks? There may be many reasons, but today, let's talk about the blockages that stem specifically from fear and doubt, blockages that we allow to take root. I will start with a scenario for you. Let's say you knew a very evil person at work, and they were going to an interview to become CEO, and you knew they were going to be hired because of a conversation you had with HR, but they didn't know that. And if they were hired, they would turn the company into a playground for their own greed, raising prices for families, lowering wages for workers, removing health benefits, and stealing from donation claims. Now, if you couldn't stop this person physically from becoming CEO, how else could you stop them? Psychologically, you would convince them that they were never even being considered, that the CEO position requires a PhD and certain qualifications that they don't have, that they've only been at the company for 7 years, while the other applicants have been there for 25 plus. You would fill their head with so much doubt that eventually they'd believe it. And it was so easy. You wouldn't even have to stop them because they would stop themselves, not just from becoming CEO now, but from ever trying again, and from even asking for a promotion, and from ever believing they were meant for more than just the job they have now. And the truth is, they were going to be CEO, if not for the doubt and if not for the fear of rejection. Now, what do you think Shaitan does to us? He may not be able to stop us physically, but he doesn't have to. He just has to convince us to stop ourselves, and we do, far more often than we'd like to admit. The worst part isn't even that we stopped ourselves. It's that in doing so, we minimized our trust in Allah. The more fear we allow to control us, the less control we give to our trust in Allah. And yes, some fears are very real, like social isolation, family being against us, friends walking away, or problems at work, or becoming an outcast. You want to go back to school, but it's expensive. Your family will criticize you for wasting your time. You want to start a family, but you're overwhelmed by what comes with that. You want to change careers, but can you even manage it? All of these are real concerns, but Allah is greater than all of that. And our trust in Him must be greater than our fears and doubts, because where do these fears and doubts stem from? Especially when you're trying to do something good for yourself, for your family, or for your community. Especially when it's not against the deen, the religion, and especially when it's something that will bring you ease, like financial stability or meaningful work that you enjoy, or brings you closer to Allah. It's helping you better yourself or care for your mental health or helps you support your family. When you're walking towards anything good and when second guesses, fears, and hesitation start to rise and your trust in Allah begins to fade, ask yourself, where do you think that's coming from? Sounds like an enemy of yours knows there's a blessing up ahead and they don't want you to have it. And because he can't stop you physically, he whispers doubt into your heart until you believe it and you stop yourself. And let's say you do take that step. You apply for school and you don't get in. But now you're being redirected. It's still part of the plan. Just because it didn't go how you envisioned doesn't mean it's off track. It's always on track. What's not part of the plan is staying stuck because of fear and doubt. And every time you do take these steps, you gain good deeds for trusting in Allah. There's a hadith. I will add full info on it in the bio. But a man said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "O Messenger of Allah, should I tie my camel and trust in Allah, or should I leave it untied and trust in Allah?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Tie it and trust in Allah." But here's the problem. We get so focused on tying the camel, we tie 100 knots, then we sit there, watching it day and night to make sure nothing happens to it. Meanwhile, right beside the camel is a door Allah is waiting for you to walk through. You must tie the camel, do what you can. Then you must walk away and walk forward towards the new step, towards the next chapter, or towards the new door. And yeah, it is possible the camel might not be there when you return, but the truth is it was never going to be. Not if you tied 1 knot, not if you tied 100 knots, not even if you tied 1,000 knots. Because if you did what you could, and this is important, if you did what you knew at the time, then you did what you were meant to do. And what happened was meant to be. You don't get to come back and say, I should have tied it differently. No, you did your best with what you knew. You'll tie it better next time. Now we must move forward. We are not meant to live in the past. It keeps us anxious. We're not meant to live in the future. It fills us with fear. And both of those also do not exist. Because we're meant to live in the present. That is where we are capable. That is where we can receive guidance. And that is where we can trust right now. That's where we make our decisions. So, let us stop blocking ourselves because of fears and doubts. See those fears as separate from you. They don't belong inside you unless you accept them as truth and invite them in. They simply knock at your ribs and ask to enter your heart, but you choose to allow them in or not. And when you allow them in, the anxiety starts, the trust in Allah diminishes, and the blockages are built. Fears can slow you down. They can make you pause, but they should never stop you. They should never be the one making your decision. What is supposed to drive your decisions is your trust in Allah. There is no need to rush, but also there is no need to stay the same either. A reflection for you today is, how can you tie one more knot and move forward? Some examples include, can you send the application even if your hands shake? Can you book the call you've been putting off for your healing, for your growth, or for reconciliation? Can you post a project you've been editing for weeks and let it be seen? Can you start the course, even if you feel behind? And can you pray tomorrow, even if you haven't prayed in months or years and you feel ashamed to return? Allah is always happy to receive us. You take one step towards Him, you walk towards Him, He comes running towards you. Talk soon and take care.